Because you would be staring at me the whole time making faces and trying to get me to laugh. Shh, no talking. You didn't even talk when you did yours. No, you didn't talk, Travis did. You were like, yep, that's right. That's right. That's right. You're going to do the service. Are you kidding? I don't even know how. I can't read and look at people at the same time. What do you want me to do? See, I have to read like this to sit in front of my face because I can't look down. It's like, it's all in order. Excuse you. You can sit down. Come on, Travis, be my guest speaker.
Me and you need to do the service together. Forgiveness.
For that, it's done. No!
G-Mama, G-Mama, 1, 2, 3.
She said get down to the floor.
Come on. Stand together and begin worship tonight. Let's welcome our God into this service of worship.
Thank you.
not only open our hearts tonight, but let us open our eyes, Lord. Let us see you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Last Wednesday we were talking that Jesus' death and His resurrection is the most important thing in our life. So while singing this song, let's think about Jesus who paid such a big price, terrible price to save us.
Above all power, above all kings, above all nature, all created, above all wisdom and all the ways of men, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms,
you. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. We're so unworthy. We are so unworthy. You sent your Son to die for us and save us from ourselves, from our sin. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for loving us so much. May our praise honor you. Amen. Let us lift God's name up and praise Him.
Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I love to sing Your praises. I'm so glad You're in my life. I'm so glad You sing Your praises. You keep on giving us the word. You're in my life. You're the only one who can cry.
For the message tonight, let us give our hearts to God.
This is my desire to honor You, Lord, with all my heart. I worship You. All I have within me, I give You praise. All that I adore is in You. Lord, I give You my heart. I give You my soul. Every moment run away. Lord, have Your way in me. This is my desire to honor You. Lord, with all my heart, I worship You.
give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Oh, have your way in me.
Perfect response. You may be seated. Our message tonight comes from Jade Williams.
About forgiveness. Forgiving ourselves, being forgiven by God, and forgiving each other. As it says in Matthew 6, verse 14 through 15, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." So, pretty much, if you can't forgive others, how do you expect to be forgiven? Let's talk about what is so hard about being, like, about forgiving other people. Sometimes when people apologize, I don't really want to forgive them, you know, right away. And sometimes I don't think I can. But then it hit me. I asked myself, when we pray to God for forgiveness, does He sit down and think about it first? Does He make His doubts before He makes His decision? I don't think He does. So the question is, why is it so hard to forgive? Why? Everyone knows the saying, forgive and forget. Right? Anybody who doesn't know that? Well, my opinion is that you're going to forgive, but it's not that easy to just forget about something. And at the time, you may not really want to forgive because of the memory, but, you know, I think that instead of just forgetting, you just don't worry about it anymore because you're forgiving that. So, but, new subject. How many times should you forgive someone? Well, in Matthew 18, 21 through 22, Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Sometimes people get sick of forgiving someone after they have forgiven that person so many times. But Jesus told Peter, not 7 times, but 77 times. I think what Jesus was really trying to say was that there isn't a certain time when you shouldn't forgive someone anymore. I think that most people feel that way because it gets frustrating to keep forgiving and forgiving and forgiving, but in the end, it's the right thing to do. I'm not saying that you have to forgive them right at the spot, but after thinking about it and giving them a chance to think about it, it's not such a bad idea. Because in Mark 11, verse 25, Jesus says, "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." That scripture goes with the question I asked earlier. If you can't forgive others, how do you expect to be forgiven? Why hold up a wall of sin and a grudge on your heart when you can forgive and be happy? Well, the other day, I was on YouTube, and I found this really cool video, and it really moved me. and I would like to play it for you tonight, and just sit back, relax, and pay attention to what it's shown.
hope you enjoyed it, because I really liked it. I liked the song.
So, if anybody wanted to know Under Oath sings that, I don't really know what it's called, but it's called Some Seek Forgiveness, Others Escape. But okay, so tonight we're going to do something different. We're going to choose at least one person tonight that we feel that we need to apologize to. You know, even if it's something small. And we're going to talk to that person. And when we're done, we're going to go and find our own spot in the sanctuary. And we're going to pray to God. And we're going to talk to God about it. You know, tonight, I'm going to apologize to all the people I need to. And you can too. And if you don't feel like it, or if you think that you don't need to talk to anybody, then you can just go into meditative prayer by yourself and talk to God. That's okay. But take your time as much as you need. And before I go, I read from Colossians 3, verse 13. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against each other, and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. You may now go and start forgiveness time and meditative prayer. Thank you.
only imagine what it will be like when I'm alone by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine how our life will be if forever, forever worship me. I can only imagine.
Thank you.
what's their name? The Drizzles? Huh? Thistles.
Request prayer. This is a very sensitive thing to share, but I have a friend who is a missionary, and I can't say the country and I can't say the organization she's with because she's in a country where the gospel is completely restricted. And anyway, she's with an organization that is underground trying to share the gospel with people, and they are currently under investigation by the government there. It is a Muslim country. There are two local men who have become Christians who are now trying to share their faith with people there, and they are also under investigation. So please pray for these people. They're going undergoing grueling questioning, And if any of you here in the congregation would like any details, I'll be happy to share it. But since I know this will be broadcast on the internet, I'd rather not share any real specific details. But if you could pray for them. And also, I'd like to reiterate a prayer request Debbie had last week for her friend of a friend, right, Barry, who is in a literally life or death situation and has been denied having surgery for the problem that he's had. And we really need a miracle here. So please pray for him too.
Would you close this in prayer?
Lord, we know you. You love everyone we've mentioned, and those that weren't mentioned, but they're just as important. And we also know that you, and we thank you for this, that you know the best solution. Puzzle us. We trust you. We trust your judgment. We trust your mercy. We trust your power. We know that what the world offers is not power, it's magic or smoke and mirrors. We know that what you offer us is true, genuine power. So we trust that you can heal. We trust that wisdom is perfect. So we lift up all these people to you, because we know it honors you. The miracle doesn't just bless us, it honors you, because then the world gets to see, Lord, that you are who you say you are, for real. So we pray in all these things that your name is lifted up. Remind us all when we see these miracles to be quick to say to those that are lost that this is our God has healed his people. Just thank you again for allowing us to come together and praise you this way. In Jesus' name.
From prayer we find strength. Let us stand. Man, this thing hates me.
Thank you. message next week will be brought to us by Allie MacArthur. So I should have added her to the prayer. Let's keep her in prayer as she is preparing her sermon for next week. We're done. Dismissed.
Chattanooga Surprise, or whatever it was. No, not Chattanooga Surprise. I'm kidding. I know that's not right.